You're listening to Consider This, episode 243, for February 11th, 2019.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Pull up a chair, have a seat, and ante up. Welcome to the political card game I call Consider This. I'm your dealer, Doug Payton, assuring you that you won't be out too late, because this conservative commentary closes up shop in 10 minutes or less. Come to the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to get your voice heard here, and subscribe to the podcast in many different ways. That's CT as in card tracking. The Green New Deal and why it's more like a nightmare, that's coming up. If you're interested in supporting this podcast monetarily, there is a tip jar on the website where you can donate. But what's even easier and painless is just shopping at Amazon like you normally would. First, click on my Amazon affiliate link, and then I get a small slice of whatever you buy. You pay the same prices. But in the background, you're supporting conservative commentary, and you can do it in 10 minutes or less. Last time, I discussed how Democrats tipped their hand regarding their true feelings about abortion. The idea that it should be safe, legal, and plentiful, right up until birth, or even a little after, and for any reason at all, is being passed in the halls of state legislatures around the country. So I guess they didn't tip their hand so much as they laid their cards on the table. And their cards we knew they were holding for decades. This time, the hand tipping came courtesy of the so-called Green New Deal, put forth by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Edward J. Markey. This is their initiative to go green in just 10 years, because AOC has declared that the world ends in 12 without her to save us. This is a socialist agenda, covered in a sticky green goo. Some of this deals with renewable energy, but some is just socialist programs complete with unicorns and rainbows. You know, the kind that Hugo Chavez promised Venezuela and which Bernie Sanders held up as a shining example? Well, until the inevitable corruption reared its ugly head and the American socialists retreated to their usual corner with cries of, "That's not real socialism!" Right. So again, Democrats shift hard to the left and show us what their utopian vision is. Now, before someone says, well, at least they have dreams for the future, let me just note that six-year-olds have dreams for the future, where everyone gets free ice cream and they outlaw school. These two sets of dreams share both their inability to come true, as well as absolutely awful consequences. This Green New Dream, however, was created by adults who are supposed to know better. Let's take a look at some of the specifics. They want to get rid of the use of all fossil fuels in 10 years. Oil, of course, but also natural gas, which has allowed the U.S. to beat out everyone in the Paris Accords in greenhouse gas reduction. Further, nuclear is on the chopping block, which also reduces emissions. Do you have any idea how much low-efficiency wind and solar that would require to replace? And of course, since we'd be off oil and natural gas, anything with an internal combustion engine has to be replaced. Not just cars, but trucks, boats, airplanes, all of it. And especially for airplanes, the thought is that we'd beef up the rail system with high-speed rail everywhere, so air travel wouldn't be necessary. Right. So much for that Hawaii vacation. And never mind that Amtrak is billions of dollars in debt, or that trying to build high-speed rail in California is hopelessly over budget. No, more trains with more people on them will certainly let rail pay for itself in, I don't know, two or three centuries. Oh, and let's not forget all those folks who meet together to discuss the horrors of climate change by flying in from all over the world. Does anyone think that those who consider themselves our betters will agree to give up their private jets? There is a lot of infrastructure that'll be required to be the foundation that this new clean and green energy will build on, and that's all hand-waved away with the idea that we'll just build it. We'll retrofit every single building in the country and the government will pay for it. The private sector has not done it already on their timetable, so we'll just print money and destroy the economy to save it. But wait, there's more!
This is Eric Erickson. You're listening to the 10-minute or less conservative podcast, Consider This.
Please, Billy Mays, tell me more. You also get free education and a guaranteed job, a high-paying one no less, and a union one, of course. And if you're unable to work, or even if you don't want to work, that's okay. We'll pay you anyway. You heard me right. If you want to sit around and play Xbox all day, why should you be denied your pursuit of happiness? Oh, that'll work out real well. And all this comes with clean air, clean water, access to nature, healthy food, and a secure, affordable home. And if you act now, we'll guarantee, quote, stopping current, preventing future, and repairing historic oppression of frontline and vulnerable communities, close quote. Bam, just like that, in 10 years we'll undo millennia of human nature. Wow. Who could say no to that? It certainly sounds enticing, but I think that's the entire selling point. If it sounds good enough, too many folks will be willing to pay more taxes for what amounts to a huge government power grab. Well, actually, they're not willing to pay more taxes. They want others, specifically the evil rich, to pay their fair share, while half the country pays nothing. But of course, nobody on the left will admit that if the IRS taxed 100% of income over $1 million, the amount would be about $1 trillion at most. That doesn't cover even a third of just the Medicare for All plan by itself, let alone all those other unicorns. We're no longer in the green, now we're in the red. I think it says something about the choice we'll have in 2020, when the biggest names in the field of Democratic presidential contenders are on board with this. All we need is for them to have to answer tough questions about this plan and watch them squirm. Let's see if the media asked them anything like that. Hold not thy breath. The Green New Deal should be a teachable moment for all but the most starry-eyed liberals. The Democratic Party is no longer concerned with setting reasonable goals that flow from a logical thought process. Now it's just promising unicorns and rainbows, anything that will get them into power. Is that what you want from a political party? Has believing in literally magic promises like this ever led to anything good, other than more government power over your life? Let me know. Show me your cards. I want to get your thoughts here so we can have a conversation. Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. The website is strangely similar, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, so if you know one, you know the other. There you can find a transcript of everything I said, and links to the websites I referred to while creating this episode. Read the whole Green New Deal. I dare you. And thanks for listening. We've been having some good conversations on the Facebook page, so I'll see you there as we continue to Consider This.